Do you know what stemmed from? Did you do anything in particular, or just woke up?
No, exactly what it stemmed from.
Yeah, you see him.
In practice?
You want to practice today?
I don't know yet. I need to talk to the big guy. But it's nothing serious. I mean, it's just a little tightness.
If this were a regular season week, Justin, do you think that you would push it, and you would push it, or no?
I played in worse pain, I can say that, so probably. But yeah, just want to be smart and make sure there's nothing that's going to linger. That's all.
Just at this point in your career, we've seen you deal with so many injuries across your career. So what have you learned about, like, just dealing with the process? When to say something, when not, when to hold yourself back?
The staff, listen to Ronnie Barnes and his staff, and they obviously know what they're talking about. I think a lot of times as an athlete, you want to play, you want to get out there. So, and sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes you can go out there and hurt yourself and make it a small problem into a big problem. So that's obviously what we don't want to do right now. But I mean, yeah, I don't think this is something that's gonna, you know, be much more of an issue after this week.
Do you want to play in the game?
Sure, I do. Why wouldn't I? That's what I do. I play in football games.
How do you see, you know, it's been a few weeks now, how do you see this defensive unit coming along, Justin?
Yeah, it's a lot of bright spots. It really is. It's a lot of still some things we're working on to kind of see if it's going to fit in our defense as far as scheme-wise. But, you know, I'm very happy with the way we've practiced. I'm very happy with the way we're flying around the ball. And we have a certain aura around us as a team. I think, you know, a lot of guys are very conscious about, you know, what we want our identity to be. And I think a lot of guys have, you know, verbalized it and continue to verbalize that. So, you know, guys are focused and they understand that, you know, every time we get a chance to get on this football field, it's something that we need to, you know, take advantage of. And, you know, you don't see a lot of wasted reps. You don't see a lot of wasted, you know, time either. And I think that's going to really help this football team, because the sense of urgency to be, you know, a good defensive team is now. It doesn't wait till, you know, Dallas. It started a week ago. So, and I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, I think a lot of times you'd be concerned with. So I think our sense of urgency would be great.
When you say that guys have been verbalizing what they want our identity to be, yeah, what have they been saying?
They've been verbalizing what our identity to be. You know, that's between us. But I like where the mind state is right now.
Are there any younger guys in particular that have stood out to you in camp?
Yeah, we got a good group. I think for me, I get the opportunity to work with, you know, the D line more than I do linebackers or secondary guys. So obviously, the two rookies we have on our D line have stood out. Moore has been explosive. He's still very raw, but you can see the talent. You can see the potential there. Hank is, you know, quiet and just he's more polished. You can tell obviously he's had great coaching. Obviously he's played big time football. Both of them have, but you know, Hank just seems to be a little bit more polished right now. But the potential of Moore is off the radar right now.
How much does it help to go against such a veteran offensive line when you do your team drills?
That's a big help. Because they know all the tricks to the trade, and they're constantly trying to use it against us. And, that's going to just help us even more. Obviously when Snead gets back, and that kind of solidifies that group. I think the youngest guy is Beattie out of that whole group. So. You just know you're gonna get great looks all week, and if we can go out here and hold our own against them, then we'll have great shots of, you know, doing the same against the offensive line we're gonna play on Sunday.
What did you see from the defensive tackle position?
I see a lot of guys making our defensive coaches and our coaching staff's job very difficult. The competition is very, very heated in that group. I really don't see anybody out of that group that won't have a job somewhere. Obviously, we can't keep them all, but I think everybody in our defensive line of room, I think, has an opportunity to play somewhere this year. And that's rare. honestly, it's the time of the season. Times in my career, you look at guys we got in that room, and you just say, oh, he shouldn't be here. But, out of all the guys we have in that defensive line room, I don't see any guy that doesn't have potential, don't have the talent to make a team somewhere if it's not here. And, that makes it tough because you don't know. You just don't. I'm glad I won't have the job of making the cuts because we got a lot of guys that can play good football and have played good football for us. But you'll be able to tell once the game starts.
Justin, because you guys are focusing on, even though you won't say it, I'm sure it's toughness and intensity and urgency. Does this first preseason game have a different feel going into it than maybe others where it's sort of just another start?
I don't know. I don't think it does. I think, everybody's excited because you haven't played football in so long. And anytime you get the opportunity to hit another color is always a good thing. And honestly, I think the excitement around preseason games, the first game is probably the most exciting because that's your first taste of, hitting somebody that's not your friend. I don't know if it has a different feel than any other game that we've played or first preseason game that we've played, but it's exciting. And, guys are looking forward to it. Guys are excited about getting an opportunity to play against a team like Pittsburgh. Because one thing from them, they're going to be tough. They're going to hit you in the mouth. And it's going to be a great test for us.
Justin,